Hi, everybody. Welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So we're on day two of our conversation article for the month. Now, Laura found Pat watching a micro movie, a small, low-budget movie, in which he was a supporting actor.
That's right. Pat's friend was the director, the person making the movie. So to be a good friend and help out, and also, you know, to be part of the movie, Pat decided to offer his acting talent and acting services to his friend.
And yep, who is now a director and producer
now,
of big movies,
that's
famous
right,
movies.
That's
found.
Right. Laura was quite impressed with this story, and she didn't know Pat had this big interest in drama and acting and movie making, so she asked him, would you like to be a famous actor someday? And Pat kind of said, yeah, that
I'd
wouldn't
like
be
to.
So bad.
Yeah.
And then...
then he got a phone call.
That's right.
Yes. Is this the phone call that will give Pat his big break?
There you go.
Is this the phone call from destiny?
He was talking about being discovered as an actor, and the phone rang just at that moment. So could it be Hollywood calling? Could he be the lead actor in Transformers
12?
6, 12, whatever they're up to now?
Well, let's read through the article and find out.
Reading.
Lights, camera, action. Pat hangs up the phone and starts jumping around.
What happened? Did you win the lottery or something?
I just got a part in a film!
You've got to be kidding me! That's a great opportunity! What character will you play?
I'll be acting as a double, so I probably won't have any lines.
That's a good start. That also reminds me, I just got 2 tickets to a premiere. Would you like to come with me?
That depends. What type of movie is it?
It's a horror film. I bet it will have us on the edge of our seats.
Yeah, I prefer action movies.
Come on, we'll have lots of fun. The film isn't even in theaters yet. And we may see the leading actor and actress in person.
Okay, you win.
That's settled then. Who knows? You may even pick up a few acting tips when you watch it.
Pat shrugs. Okay, so we start with some description which says, Pat hangs up the phone and starts jumping around.
Whoa, what happened?
Well, this is very exciting.
I hope it's exciting. I hope it's not some strange disease.
Yeah, or maybe a mosquito.
Or could be a mosquito or something, or an earthquake. But anyway, Laura sees Pat acting in this strange way after getting off the phone. So, of course, just like us, she wants to know, what happened? Why are you doing this? What's going on? She takes a guess. Why would someone jump around with joy and happiness? She asks, did you win the lottery or something? All right, that's a good guess. And maybe the phone call is about, you know, you had the winning ticket in the lottery. You're now a very rich person, because that's what a lottery is. It's spelled L-O-T-T-E-R-Y. The lottery is basically when you pick those numbers and then they announce them on television. And if you get all the numbers that they pick, you win a bunch of money. A lot of people would love that. They could quit their job and travel the world and be rich for the rest of their lives. But of course, it's highly unlikely. You have to be very lucky to win the lottery, just like you have to be very lucky to become a famous star in Hollywood. But who knows?
Who knows?
It happens.
And as Pat says, I just got a part in a film.
He should go and buy a lottery
ticket.
Yes,
indeed. Well, we found out yesterday, remember, that part means a role, a certain character.
A job.
In a movie.
He's got an acting job.
Exactly. And so Laura says, you've got to be kidding me. Now, here, kid is used as a verb.
It's so it's not like a child.
Way. No, it's not a child.
No.
A kid is an informal way to say joke. If you kid someone, you are joking with them, or you're trying to trick them or fool them. And we say this phrase, you've got to be kidding me, to mean, are you joking? This is an unbelievable thing. I can't believe you're being serious. You've got to be kidding me.
That's right. If your friend calls you up and says, did you hear school's canceled tomorrow?
You've got to be kidding
me. And there's no typhoon coming. You'd say, what? You've got to be kidding me. Like, are you joking? Come on, tell me the truth. Is this a joke or is it the truth? Anyway, so it's not a joke. Pat is not kidding. Pat is serious. And of course, Laura realizes that now, that he's not joking. joking, that he's telling the truth. And she says to him, that's a great opportunity, right? She's happy for him and she's pointing out that, you know, getting a job, getting a part in a film is a really lucky chance. It's a lucky break. It opens up all kinds of doors for the future. He could, you know, get more parts and then become a famous actor, all because of this one chance, this one opportunity. And an opportunity, ooh, it's a long word. Let's spell that out. OPPORTUNITY. OPPORTUNITY. And it's one chance to do something. Often when we talk about an opportunity, it's a chance to do something quite unusual, quite special, something that you won't be able to do all the time every day. For example, you wouldn't say, I have an opportunity to go to 7-Eleven.
Wow.
Everyone can go to 7-Eleven. But if someone said, I had an opportunity to meet the president or,
wow,
you know, to go to Iceland and see the Northern Lights or something like that, this is pretty special. This is something that most people don't get a chance to do. And if you don't take or seize or grab that opportunity, it might go away. You might not have that opportunity in the future. So that's the idea. It's a limited time to do something quite special. For example, I had an opportunity to go on a school trip to France when I was in high school, but I didn't take it.
Oh, well, never mind. So Laura then asks, what character will you play?
Oh, good question.
So a character is just like the word part we saw earlier and the word role. The word is spelled C-H-A-R-A-C-T-E-R, character. And a character is just a person in a play, a book, or a film, and so on. So if you play a character, you play that part. You play that role. For example, the main character in this book is a mean old rich man called Ebenezer Scrooge,
which is a
Christmas Carol by Dickens, yes.
And notice how we use play there, right? Mm-hmm. Play is a verb. We use that to say act.
Yes.
Right? You play this character, you will act as this character. Mm-hmm. Another special word that we only use for, you know, drama, for acting, TV shows, plays, movies, things like that. I play the character of Harry Potter or someone like that.
Well, Pat says, I'll be acting as a double, so I probably won't have any lines.
Oh, okay.
Now, this is an interesting idea. A double. A double is a person who looks very similar to another person, like possibly two brothers or twins would be doubles, or just someone you happen to look like.
Mm-hmm.
But in movies, doubles are used for lots of things. They use it so that you can put the double in a shot so you can set up the lights and the camera angles, so the real star doesn't have to stand there for so long. He can practice his lines elsewhere. You use the double to make sure all the shots are going to work.
Mm.
Or just for other background shots, if the main actor is too busy, you have the double who looks like him walk somewhere in the
background. So you'd wear the same clothes, have the same hairstyle, all of that stuff, so they can prepare the cameras and the lights, so when the real actor is needed, they don't have to spend a lot of time standing
And there's
around.
A special kind of double called a stunt double.
Oh, yeah.
Who does all the fighting, the falling down, the jumping through fire, and the other interesting action shots, maybe driving fast cars.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes actors do some of their own stunts, but otherwise they will use a stunt double.
That's right. I know actors like, I saw Hugh Jackman has been working with the same stunt double for 10, 15 years. There's a guy who looks kind of like him, and he doesn't mind jumping out of buildings and falling out of cars. And anytime Hugh Jackman has to do a stunt, the double gets the job. So it's a pretty good job if you can look like a famous actor and don't mind getting shot and falling down and stuff like that. Anyways, we also had this thing, this word probably. He said, I'll be acting as a double, so I probably won't have any lines. I'll just be helping out the star. Probably is an adverb. It's spelled P-R-O-B-A-B-L-Y. P-R-O-B-A-B-L-Y. So you're talking about something that is likely to happen. There's a very good chance that it will be this way. It's not 100%. It's not guaranteed. But if you had to bet, if you had to guess, you think, yeah, I think that's the way it's going to go. It's probably going to go that way. So maybe Pat will have some lines, but just being a double, yeah, you probably won't. You'll be important, but you won't be one of the stars speaking in the film. For example, I'm not feeling very well today, so I probably won't come to the party tonight. I'm not feeling very well today, so I probably won't come to the party night. Maybe if I get better in the afternoon, I will, but now it's a good chance I won't.
Yeah, Mike mentioned there talking. As a double, Pat wouldn't talk. He would have no lines.
Ah, yes.
Here we often see lines as a plural. He won't have any lines. It can be a singular form, but it's your lines are the words spoken by a character in a movie or a play or a TV show.
Mm.
As a single line, it might just be one sentence that you say, but we usually use it in plural. I don't have any lines. I need to learn my lines. I'm going to change a line in the script.
Okay, so I forgot my lines.
Yeah, I've forgotten my lines. So it's all the words that you have to say as part of this performance. And of course, as a double, Pat won't be doing any close-up acting or any real speaking. That's for the real actor. Pat will be doing, you know, just double stuff like we've been talking about.
Right. Well, so he's not going to be the star of the film. He won't have any lines. But still, just being able to work in a big movie, as Laura said, that's a good start. That's a good opportunity, right? You can't just start off being the star. You have to start at the bottom, but it's better than nothing.
Yep.
And Laura says, that also reminds me, I just got two tickets to a premiere. Wow.
Ooh.
Okay. So another movie-related thing that just came up. Laura was reminded of this. To remind, it's a verb spelled R-E-M-I-N-D, R-E-M-I-N-D. To remind is basically to bring some information back into a person's mind, something they might have forgotten, something they might have known before, but some time's gone by, some things have happened they've kind of forgotten, and you're just sort of poking their brain, you're just sort of poking their memory to say, don't forget this, it's important. So, for example, you know, oh, remind me to call my friend tomorrow. I'm busy today, I might forget tomorrow, so please remind me to do that. For example, David's mom reminded him that he had a dentist's appointment after school. She was afraid David would forget.
Yeah, it's an important distinction between the verb remember and remind.
Mm.
You remember something yourself.
Right. I don't need any other help. It's already in my brain.
But reminding is something that somebody or even something else causes you to do.
Right.
So you don't say, ah, I reminded something. But like Laura says, you can say, that reminds me. So something they were talking about has caused her to remember something.
Right.
So you could remember something if someone reminds you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. Now, what has Laura been reminded of? It is a premiere that is taking place. Now, a premiere is the first showing of a movie in a particular country or just at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wherever, it could be a world premiere.
Yeah.
And it will just happen. And this, it's often attended by special guests, such as the stars of the movie, their celebrity friends, family, some lucky people who get tickets.
People and from the media,
exactly,
from magazines
and
newspapers.
Premieres always happen before the movie is released to the public.
Right.
So it might be the Wednesday night for the premiere, and then the Thursday night or the Friday night, it's general showing and anybody can buy tickets.
That's right.
So that's what it's for. And so to go to a premiere is a pretty cool event because you might see movie stars, you know, you'll see the film before anyone else.
True.
And things like that.
Yeah, and even for the big stars, sometimes the first time they see the whole movie is at the premiere.
Yes.
So it's a good chance for all the people who work there.
What did I do in the movie?
That's what I look like? Oh my God, they cut my part down to two lines or something.
No.
Anyway, all the people who worked on the movie, the stars will be there. It's a good way to advertise the movie and just, you know, as a party, as a celebration.
Yes.
Like, well done, everyone. Here is our work. This is what we've produced when we work together to make this movie. So Laura's got these special tickets to this special premiere, this special showing of a film, and she asks Pat, would you like to come with me? Because often you'll get two tickets, you know, for you and a friend or something like that.
But Pat says, that depends.
Oh, that wasn't a very, you know, solid yes.
No, you'd expect him to really want to go.
Yes, of course.
He wants to be an actor. Of course he'll want to go. But he says that depends. And we use this phrase to mean that we have not made a decision yet, and also that decision will be made once we receive some important information. We need to know something before we can say yes or no. So Pat says that depends. What type of movie is it? So depending on the answer, he will either say yes or no. But it depends on what type of movie it is.
Right. If he said that depends, it could also be when is it? You know, do I have to dress up and wear fancy clothes?
Yes, I might be busy. If it's on Wednesday, I can't go for some reason.
All of these situations and conditions can change. And as you said, as Pat mentioned, he has to know a bit more information before he can make a solid or firm decision. So what type of movie? That's the important thing. That's what will depend. That's what his answer will depend on. And so Laura tells him it's a horror film. Oh, it's a scary movie. Ooh. With ghosts, vampires, you know, crazy killers and stuff like that. Lots of screaming and hiding behind your hands because you don't want to see all the blood or whatever. Anyways, Laura says it's a horror film. And then she adds, I bet it will have us on the edge of our seats.
Mm.
Yeah, some people don't like horror films, but even if you do, you might enjoy the feeling of being on the edge of your seat. It doesn't mean you're literally sitting right on the edge of your seat. You're about to fall off your seat. It means you're very tense, nervous, and excited. And it's our shortcut for you. I'm on the edge of my seat. Let's go and find out more.
Shortcut for you.
Well, Draco Malfoy was going to kill Dumbledore, but he couldn't.
What happened next?
Another man tried to kill him as well, but it didn't work.
Why didn't Harry help Dumbledore?
Dumbledore had cast a spell on him. He couldn't move.
So what happened to Dumbledore?
I don't think I should tell you the rest. You should watch the movie yourself.
What? You can't stop telling me what happens now. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Be careful. Why don't you sit back and so you don't fall?
Don't worry. I know how to sit in my chair properly. To be on the edge of one's seat means that you are very excited or interested in something because you want to know what happens next.
That makes a lot more sense. To be on the edge of one's seat means 聚精会神地看或听.
That's right. So are you going to tell me what happens? I want to know if Dumbledore is okay.
I'm still not sure if it's a good idea to tell you.
I've got to know.
Okay, fine. Snape comes into the room.
Wait, don't tell me. I'm too scared.
Okay, welcome back. So before we left for the shortcut for you, Laura says it was a horror film.
Yes.
So is that going to make up Pat's mind to go to the premiere?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he says, I prefer action movies. So
that,
he's
that,
not
that
too bothered.
Didn't sound like he's very interested.
Like, I don't really like horror. So he's saying he prefers action movies.
Okay.
Prefer is a verb spelled P-R-E-F-E-R, prefer. And it's used to show that you like one thing more than another or generally other things. So if you say, I prefer this, it means you like this thing better. You enjoy it more. So he's saying, I prefer action movies, meaning he likes action movies a lot more than horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another example. Coffee is okay, but I prefer a nice cup of tea.
Okay, so if everything was equal and you could have either coffee or tea, generally you would choose the tea.
I would.
Although coffee's not so bad. Mm. All right. Well, Laura still hasn't given up trying to convince Pat to go with her. She says, come on, we'll have lots of fun. So she's trying to sell the idea. Yeah, maybe you really like action movies, but this isn't going to be terrible. Sure, it's a horror movie, but it will still be fun.
Okay, and Laura also says the film isn't even in theaters yet.
Ooh.
And we may see the leading actor and actress in person.
That's right, it's,
so
a, it's premiere.
A premiere. So,
that's
yeah.
right.
In person means face to face and in real life.
Ooh.
Rather than over the phone or on the internet or seeing someone on TV. So they will be there in the same place at the same time.
So premiere, new movie, free tickets, and you can see some famous people. Pat's convinced, so he says, okay, you win. You win, you've convinced. Convinced me, I'll go. And Laura's happy to hear that. So she says, that's settled then. Now, if something is settled, this adjective, it's spelled S-E-T-T-L-E-D. That means basically the decision has been made. We won't talk about it anymore. That's what we've decided. Now we can move on to other things.
And she adds, who knows? You may even pick up a few acting tips when you watch it.
Okay.
So who pick up? This just means you can learn something. Generally from being in the right place at the right time rather than actually studying it deliberately.
Learning in a casual kind of way.
Yeah, that's right. And a tip, T-I-P tip, is a small but useful piece of practical advice. So he can learn what to do and how to do it. So it's not a fact that he's learning, it's how to do something better. For example, on the cooking show, the chef gave tips on how best to cook a steak.
Right, and Pat's not quite sure he's going to actually learn things about acting from watching a horror movie, so it says Pat shrugs. That means he lifts his shoulders up to, you know, a sort of around his ears, and then he drops them down like, I'm not sure about that. If someone asks you a question you don't have a good answer, you just say, I don't know. So it's sort of like saying, I don't know, or I'm not quite sure I believe you, but it's not that important. You're just showing that you're not completely, you don't completely believe the person.
Oh. Okay, well, that's where we're going to leave them. It's the end of our article, so it's time for today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat!
So the question of the day is, what is your favorite type of movie? Do you like action movies like Pat, or do you think, I prefer horror movies?
Can I answer with a slightly different answer?
Yes.
Good movies.
Oh, right.
I like good movies. Well, I'm not a huge horror movie fan, but
me neither.
If it's really good and a lot of people say it's amazing, it's so different and original and special, then I'll still watch it. But I don't really get stuck with one type of movie as a genre or style, like horror, action, comedy. But I do like good movies. What about you?
I like fantasy and sci-fi movies because even the bad ones can be kind of cool.
You like some of those, too?
Even some of the really bad ones are actually entertaining.
That's a good point.
Otherwise, I tend to go with a story that sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the one that I would want to watch. Doesn't matter what kind of movie it is. Mm-hmm. If it sounds like an interesting story, I'll see it.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lights, camera, action. Pat hangs up the phone and starts jumping around.
What happened? Did you win the lottery or something?
I just got a part in a film!
You've got to be kidding me! That's a great opportunity! What character will you play?
I'll be acting as a double, so I probably won't have any lines.
That's a good start. That also reminds me, I just got 2 tickets to a premiere. Would you like to come with me?
That depends. What type of movie is it?
It's a horror film. I bet it will have us on the edge of our seats.
Yeah, I prefer action movies.
Come on, we'll have lots of fun. The film isn't even in theaters yet. And we may see the leading actor and actress in person.
Okay, you win.
That's settled then. Who knows? You may even pick up a few acting tips when you watch it.
Pat shrugs.
Vocabulary review.
Opportunity. Last summer, Anna had the opportunity to study English in the U.S. Character. The main character of the book leaves home to go on a dangerous adventure. Probably. I think we should leave the beach now. It will probably rain very soon. Remind. Please remind me to pick up some eggs and milk from the supermarket. Prefer. Ben likes to play basketball on weekends, while Tim prefers to play video games. Tip. My guitar teacher gave me several tips today for how to improve my playing.